Hey, Sheldon, how would you characterize the locker room frustration level, what have you, as to, you know, where you guys are at this point?
Yeah, very frustrated and disappointed. The effort is there. It's just, you know, the lack of being consistent on a regular basis, which is that's what's kind of frustrating.
Sheldon, defensively yesterday without Joe and having to go with Dimitri and Buster and guys playing a little bit different roles, even in nickel and dime, how do you feel that overall the secondary performed?
I think the guys prepared well during the week, and we went out and we executed the game plan that we worked on throughout the course of the week. We recognized some of the route combinations that they tried to get, especially early on in the game, and eliminated some of those plays. And then if you notice some of the games that they've played, you know, they connected on the deep ball a lot and that big play and those explosive plays, and I think we eliminated that. If you take away the first drive, I would say we did a decent job on the defense side of the ball.
Hey, Sheldon, how do you think Coach Shurmur's handling, you know, the kind of the scrutiny? It seems like there's always something, you know, going on that he gets asked about, not to mention just a couple of losses.
I think he's doing a great job with it. He's been a pro. He understands what's going to come along with the head coach's job. There's only one thing important in this league. No matter how you do it, the bottom line is you have to win. And if you don't win, and everybody falls into that category where, you know, you're going to have to answer difficult questions, and everybody questions if you're good enough or not, no matter what you're doing on the field. So I think he's doing a tremendous job with handling that and keeping us focused on the task at hand. That's staying together as one unit and as a team.
Hey, Sheldon, along those same kind of lines, there's been a number of players this season so far, mostly offensively, actually all offensively, talking about, you know, how they're being used or wishing they were being used more or differently. As a team leader, what's your take on a guy kind of coming out publicly and talking about stuff like that?
Well, my thing is the coaches watch more film than the players, than the media, than the fans, than everyone. So they put a game plan together, and it's our job to go out and execute the game plan, no matter what's called or how you feel about it. I've always been a believer in when you start pointing fingers, then you start making excuses, and you find a way not to blame yourself for what's going on. And, you know, sometimes guys say things in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment, and coaches do things, vice versa. But at the end of the day, the athlete and championship athletes find a way to get it done, no matter what the situation is. And that would be my message to whomever is complaining.
Yeah. After you had that last stop, what was the feeling among the defense that kind of gave the Browns a chance, at least, to move down the field and get in the position? He got the touchdown, then he got the ball back. But when you had that stop, what was the feeling there?
Well, we always, as Colt has shown us before against the Dolphins, we always believe that, you know, he can take us down and drive and score the game-winning points. And we felt no differently about that situation, and I would give him the ball in that situation again. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done. But as I've always said, you know, you point out one or two things throughout the course of a game when that doesn't really tell the whole story. We have to find a way to start faster as a football team and eliminate the early mistakes.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Sheldon. Appreciate you taking time out of your day for us.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good one.
All right.